Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The emergency signal has been activated. Please evacuate the building as swiftly as possible. Remember to disable the radio tower and station controls before making your way to the panic chambers in an orderly fashion. If a stranger approaches you, try not to look at anything they might show you or listen to anything they might try and say to you. If you are concerned that you might be physically transforming into the saint of an illicit god, remove yourself from the situation as quickly as possible and find a quiet space away from your co-workers. The authorities are on their way. Rejoice. The authorities are on their way. The emergency signal has been...
Children of the Water, this is High Prophet Faulkner. I've made the decision to reject the Katabasian's title, since its wellspring is a place both polluted and foul. And we have seized control of this radio tower to bring you an urgent message. I must confess, my friends, I've seen many terrible things in my time upon this earth. And yet I did not expect Grieve nor the Downriver Council to be so dishonest in their scheming. To declare me Roman's assassin when they know full well that the agents of the legislatures were responsible. It just shows where their loyalties truly lie, does it not?
High Prophet.
I will not stand as we...
High Prophet, the memory aid?
Oh, yes. to recap, we know not all of you have been keeping up with our regular broadcasts. High Katabasian Romont is dead, assassinated by government forces. The Downriver Council has seized control, and in secret, they are embarking upon a reckless and treacherous mission to sell our faith over to the government. They would claim that legalization will free us from the wartime draft. But when freedom means forgetting the slights we have suffered over the long decades, when freedom means our God changing beyond all recognition or understanding, oh, then, brethren, that's no kind of freedom at all. But there are some who are resisting this tyranny, first and foremost among them. I, High Prophet Faulkner, chosen by the Trawler Man. I was responsible for the return of the Withermark and the revelations at Bellwethers. You might have heard that it was the Linger Straits, but that's untrue. That's all been debunked. These people believe our God and our faith can be altered to their whim and their design. Tamed. Shackled. Broken. But the Trawler Man is a fixed and immutable truth and not some postmodern plaything or commercial puppet. And you and I, my friend, we know that as a certainty. He cannot be tamed, and nor can we. If you seek to join the truly faithful, the true children of the water, come find us in the north. Look for the marks. Look for the signs. Seek us in the old refuges. We will not change. We will not turn. we will remain steadfast as rock, as eternal as the tides themselves. I did not choose to lead our last resistance. Truthfully, I sometimes imagine a different life for myself. A free life, unbound by duty and the weight of responsibility, where I could live in peace. Could live in peace and, I already did the damn recap, sibling.
High Prophet, the response team's coming up the road.
We will remind them of the truths at the heart of our faith. Dark waters and crawling things. Fateful offerings and reluctant gifts. No more secrets. No more hidden arrangements. No more catabasians in locked rooms deciding what's best for the rest of us. Honesty. Equality. Faith. And fury. That's how we'll win. The legislatures will suffer for even thinking they could take the clear waters of the Trawler Man from us. Watch for proof of this in the days to come. The river rises.
High Prophet Faulkner, High Prophet Faulkner, these are the Silt Verses.
And I name our disciples thus, Beinar,
H.R. Owen,
Steve Shell, and Art Andrews.
Come in, Stone Rain, please come in.
Come in?
Go back to Gulch, early this morning.
Repeat that, please. When?
Sibling Rain?
Okay, and what's happening now?
Is something wrong? Rain?
Mm-hmm. Get somewhere safe, please. Good luck. Speak soon. The river rises. They hit the gulch. Late last night, another government raid. Hold tight, High Prophet.
That's fine. Sooner than we expected, but we knew this might be coming, so we had the evacuation protocols prepared. We were watching for their approach. We followed the evacuation protocol, Sibyl and Rain, didn't we?
I don't know yet, High Prophet. It sounds as if some of our people tried to hold out to protect the sacred gulch against the blasphemous foe.
Did our defenses hold? Sibling Rain, did our defenses hold?
Call out if anyone's alive!
Siblings!
Children of the water!
Siblings, is anyone alive in here? Where are you? Please, speak up if you're there. I think I hear somebody.
This is High Catabasian Green. I am speaking now directly to those remaining northern separatists who still count themselves amongst the followers of Brother Faulkner. You should understand this one fact about your prophet above all. He is a liar. Brother Faulkner lied about bellwethers, and genuine miracle, and one which he bore no responsibility for. He lied about the Withermark, which he claims was delivered unto him by the Trollerman. It was not. He lied about the death of Catabasian Mason, which was carried out by his own treacherous hand. He lied about the death of High Catabasian Romont, a true martyr of the faith. Now, he is lying about the Catabasians' council and our efforts to save our people from annihilation. He lies because he does not, in truth, care about the people who took him in and gave him a home. In his very heart of hearts, he does not even care about the Trollerman. He does not care about his mentors, his disciples, his friends, and we know this as a certainty because he has betrayed each of them in turn to continue on his own selfish path towards power and recognition. Brother Faulkner cares about himself and the deluded image of himself that he keeps fixed in his mind. He is his own one true god, his own false and shining idol. He is fundamentally alone in his ambitions, and there is nobody he will not sacrifice to achieve them. My message for all of you, brethren, is this. Let him die alone, as he lived.
High Prophet Faulkner!
In the name of swiftly concluding this continued strife and civil war, and for the sake of our people's unity and safety, the Council has unanimously agreed that we will be reaching out to the legislators of the peninsula to request a formal ceasefire and a potential path to recognition of our...
High Prophet! The jeeps are gone. The supplies from the Dreaming Pools have been taken too. I think most of our people got away. We need to find a safe harbour somewhere upriver, try and make contact with them.
How many stayed behind?
What? We need to get you somewhere safe. High Prophet! High Prophet Faulkner, please, come on!
You should understand this one fact about your prophet above all. He is a liar. He lies because he does not care about the people who took him in and gave him a home. In his heart of hearts, he does not even care about the Trawler Man. He does not care about his mentors, disciples, his friends. Brother Faulkner cares about himself. He is alone. Let him die. Alone.
High Prophet.
High Prophet Faulkner.
communing with the, what's happening?
We're here, High Prophet.
Doesn't look like much, does it? You're actually the first to see it, Sibling Rain. You alone, of all the Trawler Man's people. It's a historic moment. Maybe this place could be a temple someday, you know? When all this is over, pilgrims could travel for miles to find it,
A generation to find and place of worship. The old water butt out in the woods. I think maybe it was out in that direction. That's where God first came to me. That's where I submerged my head beneath the surface, and I first heard his music calling up to me from the black and sodden depths.
Wondrous.
Yes, it was. I remember it was beautiful, utterly magnificent. It was music that changed you, Sibling Rain. It was the sound of certainty, the voice of truth.
Do you still listen to it?
We all slept in the same room until I was 9, my brothers and me. Then Dad spent 3 weeks one summer putting together the extension because he said we were all getting too big. The first night that Charlie slept in, he came crashing down and spilled rainwater on his head. And he...
Are you certain you want this, High Prophet? We have other refuges upriver.
This is the safest place I could possibly be. Nobody in the parish knows it exists, except for you. Except for me.
Not Sister Carpenter?
No. No, of course not. I'm trusting you with my life, Sibling Rain, as I never trusted her fully. It'll feel fitting when they tell it later on. From his own childhood home, the young High Prophet coordinated the retaliatory attacks. He gathered the true faithful and shepherded them towards a new refuge. He began the faith's rebirth, and in doing so, he himself was reborn.
High Prophet Faulkner, I've been wondering, did you mean what you said?
When?
You said during the broadcast. You wished sometimes that you had not been chosen. You said that you wished at times that the Trawler Man had never spoken to you. And that you could live an ordinary life away from it all. In a place like this.
Yes. I meant that.
It meant a great deal to hear you say that, High Prophet. When I was young, I have to confess, I used to dream that I myself had been chosen by the Trawler Man for some great and terrible purpose. I yearned to hear our God's voice in my head, for him to sing out to me clear and plain that he would lead our people back to glory, just as he did you. Have I offended you, High Prophet?
No, I remember Sister Thurox telling me something similar once.
I suppose every young child feels that way at one time or another. We're all alike. We all want to believe that there's something unique about us, that there's a meaningful destiny in store for us. And for the great majority of us, growing up means a final shedding of that absurd childishness.
Well said.
But I'm glad, looking back, so truly glad, that it was you who was chosen in the end, and not me.
What?
What do you mean?
Only that I could not bear the weight, as you can. I realize now that to be truly special is an unbearable fate. That there is a terror in being chosen. I would have given up in your place, I think. I would have drowned myself in deep water, or I would have fled. To have the fixed gaze of a god upon you, to be forever staring back at its reflection, to hear the truths that others would go mad in hearing. Your resilience, your courage, is a shining example for all of us to follow. You must have an extraordinary heart, High Prophet, to carry so much in it. And I do believe that...
Why are you looking at me like that?
High Prophet, there's someone else here. Look.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Oh, you back already, Eddie? Come on, lend a hand. We're picking strawberries. Your Uncle Just coming to visit us.
Humanity won't accept a world without sacrifice. Then perhaps they'll accept a world without any life at all.
We took him in 3 times in the past 3 months. We put him in the spare room. We fed him. We tried to keep him safe. Every single time, he'd find his way back downstairs while we were both at work. He'd leave the front door open on his way out, wandering on the roads. It wasn't safe. We bring him food and potable water. And I pay the damn phone bill so we can check in on him every day.
Every day?
Well, there's been power cuts.
So, Eddie, we just leave our dad out here by himself, in the woods, without anyone to take care of him? Is that what we do?
He's not my prisoner, goddammit! He's fine out here. He tends to his vegetables, he potters about. He remembers to eat, even if he doesn't always remember to wash. He's got his routine, he seems happy. This is where he wants to be. We've been looking at care homes. Right now, we just can't afford to put him in one. And we've been hearing some pretty nasty things about the fine print for a lot of the government franchises. And since you're back, maybe we could talk about splitting the cost. Look, he's mobile for now. But dementia is progressive, so this is only ever going to be a stopgap.
It's not dementia.
It comes on early sometimes. It can be brought on by trauma, you know. And he's had a stressful life. He might get confused about you, Richie. Just to prepare you, he might get confused, so he calls you by the wrong name, or...
No, he is confused, but he hasn't done that. He actually doesn't recognize me. He thinks I'm you. Has he had anyone else come to see him?
Who else would there be?
He keeps telling me he's expecting a visitor.
Maybe he thinks it's you. He asks about you a lot. Rich, the early onset stuff, it's usually hereditary.
It's not dementia, Eddie. He says it's Uncle Just coming to visit.
Do you know what that means?
Uncle, he raised Dad, didn't he? I don't remember him. I don't think we ever met him. Dad never really talked much, you know? That's probably why you and I, we're so good at communicating. It's hard to fix the problem when you can't find your way back to the source, isn't it? Listen, Richie. Are you staying out there for long? This weekend, I'm on overtime, and I don't know if you've been keeping up with the news, but it's not a great time to lose your job. If that's all finished, it'd be a real weight off my chest if I thought I could rely on you.
Sure. You can rely on me, Eddie. That trouble I was having, it's all wrapped up, and I was planning on being down this way for a good while as it is. I'll take good care of him. Where do you pick up his groceries?
I'm on the hard shoulder, asshole!
We're having curry for lunch, Dad. Lots of vegetables. Good healthy fare. Brain food, okay? Oh, and there's chocolates on the side too, if you want them. It's good stuff. I thought you and I, we deserved a treat. You know, that'll be nice, right? You okay, Pop? Just watching out the window? Pop!
What watching for Uncle Jess' truck? You think I should go down there, Charlie? See if he got lost?
Not right now, Dad.
I mean, he'll expect us to go out and help and do our part.
It's raining. Wait for it to clear.
Phone's ringing.
Leave it, I'll get to it. Dad, I said I'll get to it.
It might be Uncle...
I've got it. Go sit down. Yeah, it's me, sibling. Report in, please.
I've made contact with our people upriver, High Prophet. They are relieved to hear you're safe. Not that they ever doubted. The evacuation from the Gulch was taxing, but through it all, yours was the name in their minds and upon their lips as they prayed. They consider it a proven miracle, an act of intervention by the Trawler Man that you were away on pilgrimage when the government raids began.
They shouldn't think so highly of me, Sibling Rain. Our movement is more than just one man, after all.
Your humility is just one of your many virtues, High Prophet.
What else is there?
The scouts you sent out have returned. They found what they were looking for. A second refuge upriver. High in the hills, in the mists of the polluted lands.
The Grand Aquifer.
It could be. They think it could be. An abandoned old temple close to the river's source. If not the actual wellspring, then perhaps one of several...
How does it look?
A little dank... and partially collapsed. Smaller than we would have expected. It'll accommodate all of us, but it'll be a tight fit. There is an old sacrificial pool and meeting hall that might have been grand once upon a time.
You must make it magnificent, Rain. Do you understand me? Dig it out if you have to. Carve fresh mosaics into the walls. This will be a new home for our faith, a new beginning. We need it to look the part. and get on to another radio broadcast about this, okay? Ensure word gets out to our people. High Prophet Faulkner has found the Grand Aquifer. Any news on the, legalization announcement? Is it going ahead?
We don't know yet. Brother Philly's team are in position, and he's keeping in daily contact. He'll let us know as soon as he thinks it's expected.
Pop! Pop, leave the door alone, please! Stay in here with me! You'll see his truck if it comes! Just one moment, please, sibling. Dad, it's Satan!
Carly? Where are you?
I'm here, Penny. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I had to impale you with that spear, but you are out of control.
It's quite all right. I'm myself again. Protect the children, Carly.
I will, Penny.
You enjoying your lunch, Pop?
A better world.
You don't need to talk to me like I'm a goddamn idiot. I've still got my wits about me. Curry's delicious. Thank you. You're a good cook, Richie. Can't imagine where you got that from. Maybe a little more pepper next time? Give it a kick.
Sure, I can add more pepper next time. When did you say we were expecting Uncle Just again?
Him? He's been dead for years, Richie. Gods. Damn funny thing to ask.
Penny, please wake up.
Catch a Corf this weekend? Who's playing?
Pop? Is that you? Dad? Hey, why aren't you in bed? It's late.
I've gotta get things ready, Eddie. Gotta make things right for Uncle Just when he comes. He doesn't like it when things are a mess. I don't want him getting upset with us. I don't want him shouting at us. Come on, get a broom. Come help.
Nobody's coming, Pop. Put the broom down and come back to bed. You need to sleep. I need to sleep. Uncle Just is dead. You told me that yourself. Please stop sweeping and come to bed.
If he comes home late and things are a mess, he'll be furious with us. He's gonna shout. Better get it done now. Set everything to rights.
Come to bed right now.
Uncle Just is going to be angry if he comes home to a mess, Eddie.
He's
going to
shout.
He's going to shout. He's going to shout.
Dad.
Oh, he's going to shout.
To bed.
He's going to be angry. He's going to shout.
Put it down and come
he's
to bed.
Shout.
So, how many now?
More than 600. We've begun excavating the lower levels of the aquifer to accommodate everyone. The newcomers, High Prophet, they're quite extraordinary. You said that we'd attract true believers and bait and flesh, we've done just that. These people never trusted the Catabasians Council to begin with. There's an entire caravan of pilgrims from the Order of the Sunken Lugs. Did you ever hear of them? They believe that no truth worth hearing is spoken into air. So they wear sort of fish bowls over their heads and they make the sounds of the water.
They sound wonderful. Exactly the sort of people we're looking for. Sibling Rain, have you ever had a family member who's forgotten themselves? Like dementia or something else?
My great aunt once. I was very young, but I remember she was an elder of the faith, and everyone said it was a great pity to see her forget the verses that she'd once been able to recite from heart.
It's not the forgetting that frightens me, you know? It's the going back. It's the idea that you might have made so much progress in life. That you could have come so far, yet still find yourself reduced to one terrible moment when you were young and helpless. To become trapped as a frightened child again and never be able to move beyond it.
He's bad, then.
He has good days and bad days. That's what they say, isn't it? On the good days, you can't quite believe the bad. You think he must be putting on a performance. He's himself, then he's not. And it gets so much worse at night. I haven't slept. It's like he keeps slipping into bad dreams. And you know, I have things to say to him. He made plenty of mistakes. He left me alone in this damn house when I was too young to take care of myself. To this day, I've never heard him say sorry. I've never had him explain himself to me. I've got grievances. I've got questions I need answers to. I've dreamt of running into him again, of saying these things to him, of letting him know how much he hurt me, and he wouldn't be able to escape from it. He'd have to face my judgment on him. Now what am I gonna do? Yell at him about something he can't remember doing? Demand answers he's not capable of giving me? I don't even understand what he's saying half the time.
What they say is, you have to meet him where he is. He might be 30 or 40 years in the past. He might be talking to people who are dead and gone. Doesn't matter. Trying to snap him out of it won't work. So you have to go out and meet him in his world. Join him in his story.
But what if his past is a nightmare? What if he's trying to escape it, but he can't? How can I join him in a story that's causing him pain?
Thank you.
One moment. Dad! Hey, Dad! Pop! Pop! You okay? You hurt? What happened?
He's here, Eddie. Uncle Just. He's arrived. He's in the trees. Can you see him, Eddie?
Yes. I can see him.
He's gonna shout.
Come on. Come on. Get inside. Get inside. Quick. Dad, move. Faster. I need you to move faster. What it is, but it's in the woods and it's watching the house. It's the visitor he's been expecting, Eddie. But it's not Uncle Just. It's not human. It doesn't look human. I don't know if it's a god of death or terror or something else, something raised by his own damn memories and is forgetting, but it's here and it's after our dad.
A god of death?
Yeah. Yeah, someone told me about them once. They haunt your steps, they trail after you, and they keep getting closer. We saw it. Dad and I, we both saw it. Eddie, you believe me, don't you?
You always used to tell us you could see things out in the woods, Richie. You were always playing games with us.
It's not a game. We need to get him out of here. You need to come and pick him up.
Well, where's your car?
I got dropped off.
Can they come and pick you up again?
No, they're... Eddie, I need you to come get him and take him away from here.
Yeah, and then what happens next? I'm back to taking care of him by myself? I drag him back to my apartment so you can be left alone in his house?
I'm not playing games with
you. Please lie to me.
I'm not lying.
You can't stop lying to me.
Something's after him and I don't know how long he has. You'll be saving his life. If you come now, Eddie, I promise you, you'll be saving his life.
Listen, I'm working the night shift tonight. They got me on overtime. Because they're short-staffed right now, and because they will tear up my contract if I don't keep smiling and telling my manager I'm happy to pitch in. I can't live with you and Dad amongst the gods and angels and the amateur dramatics. Because I have to live here. And it's killing me. Day in, day out. You want to come save me?
Eddie, you...
Look, I can try and get the day off tomorrow. I'll drive out, come pick him up. Maybe we can all go to lunch, have a proper conversation. It feels like we're overdue, you and I.
Tomorrow. Okay. Okay, tomorrow. That's fine.
And if not tomorrow, maybe the day after.
We'll see you tomorrow morning, Eddie. I'm looking forward to it. Sibling Rain, I need some Warden marks.
Sorry, High Prophet?
Warden marks. Defensive sigils. Anything that might keep a god at bay. Not just ours. I want you to speak to the Archivist. Gather as many as you can for me. I need them by tonight.
The sigils of the false faith.
It's not blasphemy if the High Prophet does it, Sibling Rain. Get me those sigils. I don't care what I'm speaking to, so long as it's a god that answers. And then I need you to send a car. Come and pick us both up as soon as you can.
I'll see what I can do, of course. Give me a couple of hours, High Prophet.
Thank you. Honored delegates, adjudicators of the peninsula, thank you for allowing me to speak to you today. After the devastation in Central Glottage last week and the arrest of the CEO of the Richter Corporation, I find myself angry at all of us. Because for too long, the ruthless have been waiting for our gods to serve themselves and to fill their own pockets. Extremism flourishes where our system fails to do it.
They call this the Oxbow's Horns. The Trawlerman, his watery embrace will surround and protect us on all sides as if we are an island unto ourselves. Oh, looks beautiful, doesn't it? And we've got another mark out in the corridor and a third line of defense at the bathroom door. This is a prayer mark to a licensed wind god. You'll like that, won't you, Dad? A wind god, like back at the farm? It's meant to blow back any intruders with the force of a hurricane. It's what the government's using in the war, I think. You know, up on the coast? So you know it's good. It's been tested. What are you looking at, Dad? Is he still out there?
Just watching for Uncle Just.
Well, let me know if you see him, Pop. Okay? And don't go outside. He's not getting either of us. Uncle Just. Fuck Uncle Just. He's not welcome here. He's not getting in. It's just the wind, Dad. Just the wind.
He'll be here soon.
Fuck Uncle Just, I said. We're not gonna let him get you, Pop. You understand? He's not coming in. I've made us safe. All right, so we're going to sleep on the kitchen floor tonight. You and me, we're going to have a sleepover. We're both going to stay in here, so we're together. And then Eddie's coming to pick us up in the morning, and we're all going for lunch. Fuck, I need to cook us dinner. When did you last eat, Dad? If you're hungry, you need to tell me, okay? I'll just put something on.
He's in the trees. I can see him.
Just don't look at his face. Dad, please don't look at his face. Come away from the window. Come help me with dinner. That's what you're going to focus on. All right? Dad, put the broom down. You're going to wreck the sigils.
It's a mess. All these marks. He won't like it. When he comes, we need to get it clean.
Dad, please. Put it down.
I need to get it clean. There's too much mess.
Dad. Listen to me. Who was he? Who was Uncle Just? What did he do to you? You need to explain to me. You need to make me understand, because otherwise I can't help.
He's gonna shout!
Thank you.
Can you hear that, River? A god's coming for my dad. And you're going to keep him safe. You will. You'll keep him safe until morning. And whatever's out there, you'll pitch your strength against it. And you'll win. I don't say that because I've laid the marks. I don't say that because I have faith in you. I say that because I know you want to go on living. I'm your last hope, River. I'm the one who's going to keep you fed. You know what they're going to turn you into if they win? Some kit thing. They'll give you a new name that suits their purpose. They'll twist you out of shape until you no longer recognize yourself. Until you forget what you used to be. So, you need to play ball with me here, River. I'm the one you need to placate. So make your offerings to me. And do it fast. Drown the forest outside. Turn it to quagmire. Burst the pipes beneath this house. Rise up in a great and terrible flood. Do whatever you can to keep him safe. Because if you can't keep him safe, if you can't protect him for the sake of the man who's going to protect you in turn, then what's your purpose? What do I need you for? Well, do you and I understand one another?
Please don't shout.
Please, please.
No, I'm not him, Pop.
No, please, Uncle. I'm sorry.
No.
Please don't shout.
I've got you. It's me. It's your son. I'm Richard.
Please, I'm sorry.
Nobody's going to hurt you.
Please.
I love you. I'm not him. 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 I love you. I'm not him.
You awake, Richie?
What's going on, Pop?
Couldn't sleep.
Did it come back?
No, it's all been quiet. I was thinking about you, Richard. Had you on my mind. Kept me awake worrying about you. Remember Eddie telling me a little while ago you might be in some kind of trouble?
Yes. I've been in trouble for a little while now.
It'll all blow over in time. Time's all you need.
I hope so.
Your voice is deeper than I remember. It's got a richness to it.
Yeah, I imagine it is. I've been on testosterone since the last time I saw you. I actually found a group a few years back, a church. And they helped me get on the treatment, so...
It suits you. Sounds like it belongs.
Thank you.
I'm sorry we couldn't make that happen for you. The savings just never seem to stick around.
It's okay. You were always doing the best you could.
Are you happier now, Richard?
Yes. I'm happier. I live out by the water. I don't have much, but I'm everything I always wanted to be.
Do you grow things?
Yes. I grow things.
And do you have a family out there?
Actually, I don't think I do. Not anymore.
Why are you crying?
Because I'm a coward, Dad. I'm a coward and I'm selfish. And all of it's been for nothing.
No. You're not a coward.
I keep calling myself chosen and a prophet and all these things, pretending I'm something special. And I've been playing that part and playing it well. People love me. People believe in me. They believe there's a God that loves us and has a plan for us. And I'm the one who's going to make it all happen. But none of it's been real. None of it's going to help. And the consequences, they're going to catch up with me. Aren't they?
I imagine they will. Do you enjoy playing the part of the prophet, Richard?
No. I don't think I do. I don't think I want to be him anymore.
Good. So you'll find another part. You'll become someone else. I can't wait to meet him when he gets here.
I don't... I honestly don't know if I can get free from what I've become, though. I don't know how I'm meant to get away. And even if I can get away, is there going to be anything left of me?
Well, it takes courage changing anything. In the world or in ourselves, you've always had that courage. You were always brave enough to know what needed to change.
No, I'm not brave at all.
Of course you are.
I killed Charlie. That was my fault. It wasn't an accident. It was my fault. I was responsible. I watched him drown out in the water, but I could have saved him. Instead, I helped him do it, and I never admitted it to you.
No, shh. No, that's not right.
I killed Charlie, Dad. That was my fault. He was my brother, and I let it happen, and I lied to all of you.
I killed Charlie, Richard. Yes, I killed him, and I failed him. I left all three of you alone for days and weeks at a time. When I knew you needed someone responsible enough to be watching over you, and there was no one to do the job but me, I knew I was failing you every day, but I went on living with my failure because the consequences hadn't caught up with me yet. I should have covered that water butt up a long time ago. And Charlie failed you too, you know, because he was your older brother. And I always told him his job was to keep you safe. And instead, he let that happen to both of you. Can you really not stand to share the blame? You're not the center of all things past and future, son. You're adrift, just like the rest of us. There's no more truth to your fragments than mine. Know what that means? It means you can't take credit for the storms of the night or the warmth of the sun on your face. But you're not to blame for the way it started. You don't need that weight, Richard. Better things will grow once it's lifted from you. Better head out.
You can't go. No, Dad, you can't go.
Your Uncle Just came to see me.
Dad, it's not Uncle Just out there. It's a god. It's a god of death, and it wants to take you.
Every god's a god of death, Richard. It's the only thing we need him for.
Dad! Dad? Dad? You
So, I know I said I'd come on Tribble's Day, but they put me on another shift at the last minute. I'm sorry about that. I'm thinking, I'll make it tomorrow. Maybe the day after. I hope you haven't, driven each other crazy. Yeah.
High Prophet? High Prophet Faulkner? Faulkner?
Takes courage.
High Prophet, it's me, it's me.
Stop.
I've got you. You're
Stop.
Safe.
Let go of me. Let go of me.
Did you hear the music?